Hey, have you seen any different coverages towards you, considering how effective Gronkowski's been? Have defenses had to change, and maybe to your advantage even?
You know what? I mean, I wouldn't say it really has. You know, they've done different things throughout the year and done some you know, different type things. But I mean, it's been the same stuff from week to week. It kind of depends on what team you play.
Can you just talk about the Broncos defense that you're facing? Obviously, this is a team that is making progress, you know, with the pass rush and Nelvis and Von Miller, and talk about how this might be different from past times.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've gone against some great pass rushers, and these guys are no exception. So we're definitely going to have our hands full with them. And along with that, they have a lot of experienced guys back there in the backfield, and then a couple rookies who have really stepped up for them and played well. And the linebackers are really fast, and they can get to the ball really well. And they play a great team defense, and they're a ball stripping type team, and they do a great job of everything. And so you definitely have to be on top of everything and know your assignment, know your technique, and go out there and execute the way you need to.
How much do you think how inspired their playing has been impacted just by Tebow? Some people say that they have elevated their game with the energy that Tebow has infused in them since he's been leading this team as a starter.
I mean, honestly, if they're saying it, it's true, and you know, you can see it out there watching their games, and we watched their game on the flying back last week, and you know, Chicago had the game in hand, and obviously they did a great job of getting the turnovers, and then from there making the plays and scoring there in the end. So you know, obviously you know, he brings an energy to the team that everybody's responding to really well.
How much of it do you think is luck versus how well they're playing? Clearly, they've had some bounces, you know, go their way. How much of it do you think is just go ahead.
And, you know, you would think maybe a one or two games, you know, be lucky and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's happened multiple times. So I wouldn't really throw luck into it when it happens time and time again. So, obviously, they know what they're doing, and they're you know, doing a great job of it. And when it's a pressure situation, they play really well.
Wes, there's been a lot of great quarterback play in the league this year. Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, your guy. Do you see Tom doing anything in particular better this year than he has in past years? Is there any way he could, you know, be any better than he has been?
I mean, you know, I think he does, you know, everything that he does, he does well. His accuracy is getting us in the right play and understanding what the defense is trying to do and put us in good situations. You know, it just continually gets better year after year. And I think there's always stuff that you learn in this offense and pick up, and different things defenses do to you that you have to prepare for, and nobody prepares more than him, and getting ready and making sure we're all on the same page.
How important is that to have confidence that your guy is the man in the fourth quarter?
What's that again? I'm sorry.
If you have confidence in your quarterback that he's going to pull through in the fourth quarter, no matter how the game's going, what does that mean to a team? How important is that to you guys?
It's very important. I mean, you know, he's the ringleader for us. And so we understand that, you know, he's going to keep fighting till the end, and it's good to have that attitude and that leader back there that's going to show that play after play and down after down and everything else. So, you know, it's great to have, you know, that type of attitude that, you know, we're going to go out there and try and win this game.
Do you ever feel out of it, ever?
I don't think you ever can, no. So you really just keep on playing and keep on staying after it and stay consistent with doing that play after play and quarter after quarter and making sure that, you know, you're put yourself in the best position to try and win a game.
Given the comeback situations that they've you know, had in many of their games, how important is it for you guys to, and you've already been doing this because the offense is prolific, but really try to offensively get them in a hole and score those points so that Tebow does not have in the offense, you know, the Broncos offense does not have that opportunity to come back late?
Yeah, no, it's key for us to go out there and make sure that we're finishing drives and scoring touchdowns when we get in the red area and moving the ball the way we need to. It's crucial for us to, you know, start fast and play well throughout and then finish strong. So that's kind of our goal and making sure that we do that.
You talk about your offense going from where your tight ends didn't get very many catches there for 5 or 6 years and to the last 2 years where, you know, they've joined you as being the kind of the focus of the receiving game.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, you know, Aaron and Rob, I mean, they're great tight ends, and I think from day one they stepped in and showed that they were going to be a force on our team, and they continually get better and continually work hard to get better, and then on Sundays to go out there and prove it, and they played like some veterans and done a great job for us. So we just got to continually keep them going and keep them after it, and you know, they've done some great things for us.
Wes, do you think the Broncos will match Bailey on you?
You know, I don't know. I mean, they've shown that he's matched receivers in the past this year. So, you know, always be ready for it. And whatever situation comes up, you know, you're prepared and ready for it, whatever they do.
You eyeballing any personal records? It seems like you're close on a couple of them.
Do what now?
Are you eyeballing any personal records? Would you admit to any individual records?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I wouldn't even know of any personal records that could be attained or anything. So, you know, for me, it's just going out there and playing well, playing hard, and you know, trying to put our team in the best situation to win a game.
You have 100 catches, Wes, just so you know.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I've been told that, so I know that much.
Wes, where were you during the blow-up, and what did you think of that whole thing, and did you feel like you needed to restrain anybody?
No, I mean, no. I was right there next to him. I mean, really, that's it's nothing that doesn't happen all the time. So it was really not as big a deal. I think people just, you know, maybe it was a little more excessive than usual, and the cameras took notice. So, but I mean, that's a, you know, we're a very highly competitive bunch, and you know, sometimes you gotta, you know, get your feelings out there and let it be known, and you know, sometimes the way we do things, but it's, you know, it's nothing, not as big a deal as everybody makes it out to be.
That happens all the time?
I didn't say all the time. I said it's happened, you know, before, and you know, it's nothing that's a big deal at all, and you know, we've all, you know, been a part of, you know, things like that, and even when I was in Miami or anywhere else, you know, it happens, and you know, people talk about it, and we move on.
Do you think, Wes, from your perspective, do you think Tom feels any additional pressure because of your defensive struggles?
I don't think so. I think we just go out there and execute our game plan and get better, you know, every single week and every time we're out there, try to score points. So, you know, I think that's our goal no matter what the score is.
What's the most unique challenge playing in Denver itself, physically playing in Denver?
You know, I think the fans are definitely going to be into it. It's going to be an electric atmosphere with everything that's on the line and how well Denver's playing and everything else. And so this is a big game for them and a big game for us. So it's definitely one of those deals where we're going to have to be on top of everything and play well and try and keep the fans out of it.
I know you obviously have to get up for every game, but is there any extra electricity that comes from trying to stop this Tebow mania streak for you personally, or you think team?
Well, I mean, obviously, yeah, we want to go out there and win the game, and whatever that takes or whatever we have to do that, that's our, always our goal, and our plan is to win the game. So we just got to make sure that, you know, we're doing everything possible to make that happen.
What do you think about the concept that if it's close late in the fourth quarter, it's Tebow time?
I mean, we just continue to execute and continue to do the things that we need to do to try and win the game. So, you know, I don't think we think about anything else except trying to do our jobs and move the ball down the field.
So, Welker, you will not get any extra personal satisfaction from being a Tebow stopping team? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, a win's a win. In this league, anyway, you can get it. You know, there's no personal vendettas on anybody or anything else. You know, we obviously have a lot of respect for Tim and what he's, you know, been able to do this year. And you know, hopefully we can take care of business on Sunday.
Wes, you know, Champ's getting a little longer in the tooth. Where do you think he ranks in cornerbacks that you face?
I mean, I think he's still one of the top cornerbacks out there. I mean, he's smart. He's really physically, I haven't seen him lose too much of the step at all. I mean, the guy is a very smart player, understands the game, understands situations, and, you know, he's tough. And you definitely have to, you can't be sloppy with that guy and make sure that you're running good routes and getting open.